Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in the book of Micah, which is so exciting and cool. And this is also Reader Month, and so I would like to share with you what Jacqueline had to say. She says, "Dear Mary, it's been a real blessing listening to you on your podcast, Pray Every Day, on the Apple app. I'm growing more in God's Word every day thanks to you. I chanced upon your podcast recently just by simply searching for prayer podcasts on the app. I often struggle with coming up with words to express myself precisely in prayer. Hence, I was looking for a guide, and your podcasts appealed to me based on their brevity and authenticity. It is one of my daily comforts. Utmost grateful for what you're doing. May God continue to bless you." Jacqueline, thank you so much. And God is blessing me. He's been so good to me. And I love him so much. And I'm really grateful for what the Lord is doing through this podcast as well. We are in Micah chapter 4, verses 1 through 5 in the New Living Translation. And this is what it says. "In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house will be the highest of all, the most important place on earth. It will be raised above the other hills, and people from all over the world will stream there to worship. People from many nations will come and say, 'Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of Jacob's God. There he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths.' For the Lord's teaching will go out from Zion. His word will go out from Jerusalem. The Lord will mediate between peoples and will settle disputes between strong nations far away. They will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will no longer fight against nation nor train for war anymore. Everyone will live in peace and prosperity, enjoying their own grapevines and fig trees, for there will be nothing to fear. The Lord of heaven's armies has made this promise. Though the nations around us follow their idols, we will follow the Lord our God forever and ever." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what a beautiful picture of what will come, and I praise you for that right now. I just want to settle into it in my soul, in my heart, in my mind. This is a look to the future. This is a look from beyond what the exile was going to bring. And the coming back from the exile, and it's a looking forward to what you, Jesus, were going to do, ushering in your new kingdom and ultimately ushering in the new heavens and the new earth, where you are going to wipe every tear from our eyes. And it doesn't say that a random angel is going to wipe the tears from our eyes. It says you are going to do it. And so I pray for those who are suffering today, particularly those with chronic illness or maybe a terrible cancer diagnosis that came back, and they're struggling and they're hurting and they're frustrated and they don't understand. And yet, Lord, we know that this life is a vapor. It is just a little quick breath. We were made for a person and a place. The person we were made for is Jesus. The place we were made for, according to Randy Alcorn, this is his quote, was heaven. And so, Lord, help us to live in light of eternity, to have that eternal perspective, to understand that there will be a time where there are no longer rumors of wars. There will no longer be fighting and fear of food and not having enough food. There will no longer be the sin that so easily entangles us. There's no longer going to be the strife between the peoples. And even in our closest relationships, we will have harmony. And so, Lord, help us to live in light of that day and know that you are Aslan on the move. You are working even today. And Lord, we are part of the privilege of bringing your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. We pray that in the Lord's Prayer, but that is what we really want to see. And what does that mean for me today? Maybe it means me loving someone that seems unlovely, or just being more patient, or just pressing into the Holy Spirit within me to give me the strength I need to withstand temptation, or to be kind to someone who's struggling, or to pray for someone who needs to be prayed for. Lord, show us what it is, how we can be a part of seeing your kingdom, this new heavens, this new earth, where there's peace and there's prosperity and there's joy. Help us to see how we can be part of that solution today. I trust that you will do that, because you are such a good God who loves his people well. And so we rest in that today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, you may not know about this, but there are Monday prayers that you can receive in your inbox with your name in it, your first name. And these are personalized for you every Monday for 2 years. And these are free as well. And so you can go to jesuseveryday.life and scroll down a little bit and you'll see a little moniker for free Monday prayers. And you just sign up with your email and your first name so I can stick your first name in those prayers. And every Monday, you can start your Monday off with a free prayer with your name in it. So I love to pray for you. And this is just one more way that you can experience being prayed for, but in an email kind of way. Again, that's jesuseveryday.life to get your free prayers every Monday. Have an amazing day, and you are loved, my friend. You are so loved.